Good morning, Facebook. Good morning, Abiding Love Community Church. We're going to give you just a few minutes to go ahead and log on. Once you get online this morning, once you get on our Facebook page, if you'll give me a thumbs up, if you'll let me know that you're online and you're watching, and we're going to get started in just a few minutes. Amen. Hallelujah. God is so good this morning. I am ready to have some church in this church house. We have been out for a couple weeks and it is ready to get on. Amen. It is ready for us to come back. I came in this morning and I was thinking, thank you, Jesus, for another day. Thank you, Jesus, for a house to come and worship you in this morning. Because we've been at home for the last couple weeks. So today we're going to come to you from the church house. I told Becky, I said, listen, we've been at home too long on Sunday mornings. It's Easter. I'm going to church and I'm going to preach from the pulpit. I'm going to put on my coat and my shirt, and we're going to the church house, and I'm going to preach from the pulpit, because this is what I'm missing. Amen. Hallelujah. Just a few more seconds. We got people logged on. I got my cameraman, Blake. He's doing the camera for me, and Becky's giving me thumbs up and let me know when you guys are on, and so we're about to have some church. First of all, I want to talk about this morning. I miss you guys. I miss seeing you in the church house. I miss being here with you. I miss worshiping with you. Because when we left a couple of weeks ago, our worship service was like no other. Our worship service, we broke out down here at the altar and we were praising Jesus. We didn't even have preaching. And that's what I'm ready to get back to. Amen. That's when I'm ready to come back into his house and let's do again, because the thing at home just isn't cutting it anymore. So I miss each and every one of you. I love you. And if you need me, you call me. I've been checking on you, so forth and so on. But I've been talking for a week and I said, Sundays are coming. Sunday is coming. And listen, today is Sunday. Today is Sunday. And it is Easter 2020. Hey, we may be at home, we may be quarantined, but Easter's still here. He is still risen. Yesterday, today, and forever. That never changes. Amen? And I've been talking to you about Sunday's coming. Sunday's coming. So I want to go back a couple days. Let's go back a couple days. What happened on Friday? Well, Friday they crucified him. Amen. But there was a whole lot of stuff that went on before they crucified him. And this morning when I walked into this church and I walked into this doorway over here and I walked down to the center point of this church and I turned to look, I see the cross up here this morning. I see the crown of thorns hanging on the cross. I see the ropes and the nails on the cross this morning. That represents something. That represents the ultimate price that he paid for you and I. You know, today is Easter. But there was a thing that happened before Sunday. Amen? He was beaten. He was striped. He was spat on. And then they beat him some more. You know, I can only imagine being there and watching our Father being beat the way he was beaten. You know, they often say men that were beaten like that don't even survive, because it was such a brutal beating that nobody could live through it. But our King, our Father, lived through it. He lived through it, and then he took his own cross. And then they got up there, and then they nailed him to the cross. Could you imagine nails and spikes being nailed through your body? You know, and the guards did it in a place to where the nerve endings were at so that he would feel it. And then they stuck the crown of thorns on his head so that the crown of thorns itself had poison in them. And when they put them upon his head and they nailed it down into his scalp, it released the poisons and the toxins into his head. I can only imagine the pain that he endured upon the cross. And then towards the very end, the soldier come up and stabbed him in the side to make sure that he was finished. And then they put him in a tomb. Let me tell you, it was a borrowed tomb. It was a borrowed tomb because he wasn't going to need it very much long. He wasn't going to need it long at all. Amen? It was a borrowed tomb, which brings us to Sunday. This brings us to Sunday, the third day. Amen? They wrapped him. They put him in the tomb. And they rolled away the stone. If you have your Bibles this morning in front of you, I want to read from Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10. This tells us the story of He is risen. Amen. And I have read this over and over and over again this week because it's so dear to all of our hearts. In verse 1 it says, "Now, after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb." Verse 2, "And behold, there was a great earthquake from an angel of the Lord descending from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the closed door, and then he sat on it." Verse 3, "His countenance was like lightning. His clothes was white as snow." Verse 4, "And the guards shook of fear of him and became like dead men." Could you imagine an angel coming from heaven and sitting at Jesus' tomb, and you as a guard? I don't know what I would have done. I would have probably just fell down upon my face. And then verse 4, "They shook from it." Amen. Then we're going to go down to verse 5. "But the angel answered and said to the women there, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who has been crucified.'" And then, listen, this is my favorite one. This is my favorite one. Verse 6. What does it say? "He is not here." He is not here. Amen? "For he is risen, and he said that he was coming back to his place where the Lord had laid." They said, "Go and look. Go and look and see for yourself. He is risen. He is not here." And then verse 7 it says, "Go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead." Amen. "And indeed, he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." Hallelujah. Then we're going to go to verse 8. "So they went out quickly from the tomb. They feared and were in great joy, and they ran to bring his disciples word." Verse 9. "As they went to tell his disciples, Jesus went to them saying, 'Rejoice!' So they came and held him by his feet and worshiped him." You know, I can only imagine when I see this, when they are holding his feet, I long for the day that when Jesus comes back for us, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to fall upon my feet, upon his feet, and I'm going to grab him close. And I'm going to worship him. Amen. They said, "Rejoice." So they came and held him by his feet and they worshiped him. Amen. Amen. And then we're going to go down to 10. "Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me.'" "Go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Amen. And then we're going to finish up in verse 11. Now they were there, going, behold, some of the guards came into the city and reported to the chief priests all the things that had happened. Amen. If you're a Christian, we are celebrating the most incredible day today. The most incredible day today. Amen. Easter Sunday. Jesus was beaten. Jesus was crucified. And he died in our place. And then he was risen to life. Amen. When we get that in our head, when we think about that, Jesus died for you and for me so that we wouldn't have to die. Amen? We'll leave this world, and when He comes back, we'll be with Him forever. Amen? Jesus is alive forever. Upon going to the tomb, the women there witnessed a tremendous sight. I mean, I can only imagine being Mary and walking up to the tomb and being and seeing an angel of a blinding light like an earthquake sitting there on the tomb. Amen? I can only imagine, what is this a symbol of? What is this a sign of? Because I'm going to tell you something. See, the women had went back because Jesus supposedly was in this tomb. He had been crucified. He died on the cross. So He died on the cross, and these women had gone back to wrap His body in herbs. Because, not trying to get too graphic, but when they were crucified, they didn't do it like today when they put you in a coffin and they bury you and all that. They have to go back and they wrap your body in these herbs so that the stink and the stench doesn't come out and people from all around smell it. So they went back to do these things. And oh, thank you, Jesus. When the tomb was rolled away, the stone was rolled away from the tomb, and the angel was sitting there saying He was no longer there. Amen. Even the guards, they couldn't even stand. They fell upon their knees and they were worshiping because they knew at that time that He was the true Messiah. Amen. That He was the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Amen. When God makes an entrance, it's memorable. When God makes an entrance, it's memorable. The angel tells us to look and see. Jesus is not there. Amen. He is risen. The resurrection is our foundation. Hallelujah. The resurrection is our foundation this morning. If it's a lie, then we've been living a lie this whole time. Amen. Let's turn to John 20 and 29. It says in John 20 and 29, Jesus speaks to the disciples and says, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Amen. Amen. You know, I think we were driving to church this morning. Yes, I said we were driving to church this morning. And my beautiful wife was reading something on Facebook, and it said, how can you believe in Jesus if you don't see Him? She said, well, you don't see the coronavirus, but you put your mask on to make sure you don't get it. Amen. Jesus is alive. I also heard a story a long time ago. A child, he said, if Jesus is so big, if Jesus is so big and we're so small, and He lives inside of us, isn't He going to stick out somewhere? Amen. Hallelujah. He's supposed to. When people look at us, we're supposed to be changed. We're supposed to be different from everybody else. We're supposed to be a Christian that's ready to spread His word and say, look what Jesus did for you and I. Amen. Both Marys are given instructions to tell the disciples to go to Galilee. Why? Because in hiding these men, they needed encouragement to go. How many times do we need encouragement to go? How many times do we kind of get down because we've been in our house for a couple of weeks and we can't go nowhere? We can't get out. We can't go to church. We need some encouragement. Amen? We need encouragement to go. It's the same thing for us. We must be willing and telling people. We must be involved in sharing. We must tell others. Amen. Jesus does not make it complicated for the disciples. Amen. He just basically gave them instructions. He doesn't make it hard for us either. Amen. The instructions are clear. I want you to listen to me. The instructions are clear. Tell them to go, and then they will see me. That's what Jesus told them. Tell them to go to Galilee, and they will see me. When we share the gospel, we are seeing God at work through us. Amen. When we share God's word, when we share the gospel, amen, people see God in us. Let me tell you a story. I remember getting on an airplane. I remember going to Atlanta. getting on an airplane, which I don't like to do, and I flew to Miami, Florida. I sat in the airport for an hour, and I got on another plane, and I flew down to South Jamaica, to Kingston. And I remember getting off of that plane, and I was so scared, because I said, God, my family's at home. My family's thousands of miles away from me, and I'm scared. And God said, you've got to go do my work. You've got to go spread my word to these people. And I can remember, as I'm on the plane, I'm shaking. And I got off the plane and I seen the people in the airport, if that's what you want to call it. The people in the airport was just everywhere. They needed Jesus. They were starving for it. I left the airport and I went out into the land there, and all I could see was people starving from a word. You know, we walked out onto a mountain where there was 20,000 people, and we spoke God's word. You know, we were in revival every night under tent meetings. And I'm going to tell you something. People there are starving for it. But it was up to me to spread His word, because God told me, you must go. I can remember the first time I got up and seen the people there that needed God's word. It changed me forever. Amen. Because here we have it put before us. We can go anywhere we want to go to church. But there they're starving for a place to get in and worship. Amen. We must go and share God's word. If you say no, let me ask you, would you ever do that on your own? Amen. We became servants by obeying what Jesus said. We willingly go and tell. Amen. We willingly go and tell. So let me ask you, who is ready and willingly ready to go and spread God's word? Today is that day. Today is the day that we set things in motion. Listen, I know that today we are stuck in our house. I know that we are stuck in quarantine. I know the government says we can't go out and do things because of the coronavirus. But amen, we serve a God who has given us a tool and a guideline for our life here. And all we have to do is pick up the phone. All we have to do is get on Facebook. We have got all these social media things set before us, right in front of us, to spread God's word. I'm going to tell you something. 99.999% of the stuff that I put on my Facebook is for Christ. Amen, because I use my Facebook to spread His word. Because I know that there's people around the world that may not go to church. There's people around the world that I'm friends with that may not get encouragement. That may not get a good word from a pastor or a Christian. So I feel like that's my duty. My wife does the same thing. She has a Facebook page strictly just spreading God's word. Amen? People, we are living in the last days. And I'm not pretty sure you're out there saying, I've heard that my entire life. I've heard that ever since I was born. My parents heard that. My grandparents heard that. Everybody's heard that. But let me ask you, today's a different day. I can guarantee you this. Mark my words, Easter 2020, we're closer today than we was yesterday. You know, the Bible tells us there's no man that knows the time or the hour, but Jesus is coming in the eastern sky. He is coming back for His children. Amen. And what better day today is today than He come back? Amen. Let me explain something to you. We have to be about our Father's business, because when He is coming back, it's going to be just like that. And I want to make sure that I've told everybody that I know about Jesus. I want to make sure that I spread God's word to everybody I know about a Father who died upon this cross, a gruesome death for you and I. Amen. I want to make sure that my voice has been spread throughout the land to everybody that I know. Because Jesus is coming back soon. Are you ready? Are you ready for God to come back? You know, as a child, I was thinking, Lord, I want You to come back, but I want to live my life and I want to do the things that I want to do. I was selfish. I was selfish in my prayers because I love Jesus. I didn't understand things, but I loved Jesus as a child. And then one day when I got saved, he turned things all around. One day when I was called to preach, he turned them around even more. And then one day when I said, Jesus, what better day than today? What better day to come back than today? And you know, today is Easter. And what better day than today? Amen? Jesus is telling us some things. Turn your news on. I'm going to tell you something. I'm 42 years old and I have never experienced a shutdown, lockdown, whatever you want to call it, quarantine, sickness like we're experiencing today. I have never experienced the weather that we have experienced today. I have never experienced so many hurricanes, fires, floods, sicknesses. You know, our politics is all jacked up. Everything that we are consumed with on a daily basis is jacked up. God's trying to get a hold of us, Facebook. God's trying to get a hold of us, church, because he's trying to tell us something. Time is near. I'm coming quickly. I'm coming soon. Are you ready? Are you ready to be a disciple? Are you ready to go out and spread God's word? Are you ready to make a stand with your head held high and your chest abroad and go out and spread his word? Because see, that's what the Bible is telling us today. We should all be disciples. We should all get out and go spread his word. Amen? Hallelujah. It's been a while since we've been in his house. And I am ready for us to get back. I told my wife driving here. I said, I'm so ready to get back in his house. I'm so ready to get back in the worship. I'm so ready to get back in that pulpit and start preaching. Amen? Because the time is getting near. Are you ready this morning? Most of all, Jesus died for your sins. That's what the people need to know. Amen? We don't need a sugarcoat. We don't need to say, God's so good. God's so great. Amen? We all need to get in church. No, we need to be told the truth. Why do you need to get in church? Because it was the Father that died on the cross for you and I so that we would be saved and live forever. He would keep us out of the pits of hell. Are you ready to meet him if he was to come back today? If he was to come back today in the eastern sky, are you ready? Are you ready? Our church, every Sunday, whether it be in this sanctuary or at home, we give an altar call. We give an invitation for you to get things right with Christ. When we started this church 2 years ago this past week, we made a mission statement that we were about the lost people. We were about the broken people. We were about the people who was wanting to be fed. We were about our community. We were about what God would have us to do. Because see, he has been so gracious. And we have been so blessed to have a facility bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus. We are in a facility where we don't owe anybody a dime. Amen. And if God has allowed that to happen, he is going to change this community. He is going to allow people to come through the doors and sit upon this ministry and be changed, be saved, be set free. Amen? Because it's already happened. People are coming in here. People are being saved. We are baptizing people. The community is changing slowly by slowly. And it's happening right before our eyes because Jesus paid the price. People, this is no joke. Not a time to play around. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. You know, when I was outside by myself the other night, and I was reading God's Word, and I was reading this passage that I spoke on today, and I kept, in my mind, kept hearing God say, get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Because I'm going to tell you something. I heard somebody this week say, you know, 2019 was a year from hell. I don't see how I made it through. But somehow, some way I made it through 2019. And then I thought, 2020 is going to be a great year. It's going to be a fantastic year. It's going to be the best year ever. And then I've been quarantined. And I said, well, let me explain how this happens. 2019, the reason it was, you came through it, wasn't somehow. It wasn't some way. It was through Jesus Christ. That's the way you came through it. That's the only way you came through it. And 2020 started off with a bang. As you remember, in January, I preached on shift. There's a shifting taking place. Well, the shift is already here. It's up to us to listen to it. We've been quarantined. It stinks to be at your house all the time, 24 hours a day, 300,000 seconds a week. But let me explain something. The reason why we're here is because God's trying to tell us something. God's trying to get into our minds and teach us something. It's our responsibility to shut the world off. It's our responsibility to shut everything off and listen. You know, I once heard a blind lady say, I want vision from God. I don't want sight, but I want vision. I heard a deaf man say, in sign language say, I want to hear from God. I don't need hearing. Amen. And I thought, you have a deaf man. You have a blind woman. And the only thing they want is to hear and see God. Not to see the world, not to hear the world, but they want to see and hear from God. Amen. That's what God's trying to get us to do today. He's trying to let our eyes and mind and hearts and soul be open to Him. If you're out there and you want to be saved, today's that day. Today, if you're out there and you're backslidden and you're saying, you know, I am in a place to where I'm saved, but I'm not where I need to be because I've done certain things and I've went certain places and I've lived a certain way and I want to make things right. Today's that day. Amen. Today's that day. It's the day to turn things around. Today represents the resurrection of our Father. You can turn on the news today and you can look at all the bad things, all the crime. I'm not even talking about the coronavirus. I'm not even talking about our government. But you can turn on the news and you can listen to all the bad things that are happening to people. All the killings, the shootings, the stabbings, the theft. And if you believe in the Bible, it speaks about these things in Revelation. Our government's jacked up too. The sickness. And it speaks about these things in Revelations. Because see, our Father who paid the ultimate price, who's coming again very soon, said that these things would get worse before He came back. Church, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. If I could tell you anything today, I want you to listen to me. Over 2,000 years ago, there was a Father who paid the ultimate price. That hung upon that cross. That died for you and I. That all we have to do is ask Him to come into our hearts, wash our sins away, and save us by the Lamb of God. Amen. Save us by the blood, the holy blood. Amen. That's a simple thing to do. The hard thing is to do is to make that first step. To make that first step. Because see, long ago when I came down to the altar and I knelt down, I prayed that simple prayer. And I said, God, I'm a sinner. I want to be saved by grace. I want to know You as my Heavenly Father. I want You to wash my sins away. I want You to wash them through the blood and I want to come out on the other side white as snow. Lord, I want a piece of this. Lord, I know I have partied long enough. I have lived my way long enough. And it's brought me no joy. It's brought me no happiness. I want to try this. When I made that first step, when I prayed that prayer, I had no idea how it was going to be on this side. I'm drinking the new wine today. Amen. I am a child of the Heavenly Father. And I have got my ultimate seat, if you will, into heaven. Because when he comes back for his children, I'm going to be in that number. Amen. When he comes in that eastern sky. But if you're not saved, if you don't know him, you're going to go to hell. And that's just the plain and simple fact of it. And you're saying, Pastor, why are you going to be so harsh? That's just the truth. That's not my words. That's God's words. Amen. So if you're out there and you're saying these things and you're saying, Pastor, I want to be saved. Pastor, I want to change my life. I want you to call us today. Our phone number is 770-828-5888. Don't waste another minute on this. Let me tell you, salvation is the best thing you can ever do. It's the most important thing you can do. And it doesn't cost a red cent. It doesn't cost you anything. Amen. 770-828-5888. If you're looking for a church today, we have plenty of seats. We would love to have you. It's 1370 North McDonough Road, Griffin, Georgia. Area code 30228. That's Abiding Love Community Church, 1370 North McDonough Road in Griffin, Georgia. The zip code is 30223. I've been corrected. Listen, this is your Easter Sunday. And as you're sitting around eating today, when you say the prayer, I want you to pray for your loved ones. I want you to pray that if there's a loved one out there, because I'm sure we all have them. I have them in my family, in my close family, that I want to see get saved. I have people in my life, friends and family, that I long for the day for them to come to me and say, Shane, guess what happened to me? I've accepted Christ. I've been saved. I've been set free. Amen. I long for those days. Today is the day you start making that change. Today is the day you start praying for that loved one, because you don't want to wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow may be too late. You don't want to wait till this afternoon, because this afternoon may be too late. Start those prayers today. As you're sitting around today reading your Bible, thank him for his goodness. Thank him for his grace. Thank him for his ultimate price for our longevity in life. Thank him for the ultimate price that we have a heavenly home. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you today. Lord, we thank you. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the ultimate price that you have given us. Lord, thank you for dying upon the cross. Thank you for sacrificing yourself for us. Lord, I ask you today, if there is somebody out there under the sound of my voice that does not know you, Lord, let today be that day. Let today be the day that they accept you as their personal Savior. Today they change your life. Lord, if there's somebody out there today that is backslidden, you know, they grew up in church or they've been saved and they just kind of took the wrong path, Lord, I ask you today just to get in their minds, Lord, get in their heart and soul. And Lord, I ask you to let them want to change. Let them say, I want to rededicate my life to you, Christ. Lord, I want to make this anew. Lord, if there's somebody out there that needs to be baptized, Lord, let them call us today so we can fill this pool back up, Lord. Lord, we thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives. Lord, we thank you for everything that you're showing us. Lord, I thank you for this time to be able to slow down and get into your word. In Jesus' name we pray. We love you, Lord. Amen. 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 Happy Easter, everybody. Listen, if you're out there, and we have a lot of our church members that are trying to figure out how to give to us. They want to pay their tithes, and I appreciate that. Thank you so very much, because the church still has to pay bills as far as the electricity and the gas and things like that, the trash and all this. So we still have bills we have to pay. So we appreciate all the people that are giving to us, whether tithes or offerings. But if you're out there and you quite don't understand how to give to us, you can give online if you'll go to abidinglovecommunity.com. And up there is a place where you can click. It says give. There's a give button up there. You can go in there and put all your information in there. It's totally safe. It wipes out your number or whatever. And if you're like, nope, I ain't doing the online deal, we have another way. If you would like to send in a check or whatever, you can send it to Abiding Love Community Church, P.O. Box 1896, Hampton, Georgia, 30228. And that's Abiding Love Community Church, P.O. Box 1896, Hampton, Georgia, 30228. Listen, today is Easter. If you have people living in your home, I want you to go to them right now. And I want you to hug on them. I want you to love on them. And I want you to pray together for your extended family. I want you to pray for one another. Because in this time that we are living in today, we need prayer more than ever. And when you run out of things to pray, you can pray for your pastor or your pastors. Because we need it as well. I'm going to tell you, as a pastor, August will be 3 years of a church. And being set in a certain way where we come to church every Wednesday. We come to church every Sunday. This is my fuel. This is where I pull up and I put the gas lever in and I fill up for a couple days until I can get back here on Wednesday. I'm missing that. So you have to pray for your pastors that we can be able to get through this sickness. Unless God comes back, and I'm ready for that too, but I'm ready to get back into his pulpit. I'm ready to be able to get back into worship with you people. I miss you. I love you. I am just so thankful that you guys are sending me messages and we are able to communicate. But if you need me, you call me. You have my number. We love you. God bless. And we will be back on here Wednesday at 7 o'clock. God bless.